News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. And the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. Well, I guess you would say one exceptional American at a time. And are you the exceptional American that I'm talking about? I hope so. Every single one of you out there that are exceptional Americans. Well, if you're a citizen, you're an exceptional American. Like it or not, you're just born with it. Or you're naturalized to it. But that's who you are now. And, you know, go to other places around the world and you'll find that out real fast. Real fast how much you are exceptional. Unless you get beat down by people like Obama, who's been around the world beating down Americans and saying how bad and evil we truly are. Anyway, a lot of things going on this, it's a Drudge and Breitbart Friday. I don't know how much Breitbart and Drudge we're going to get into. I do know that we're going to talk a little bit more about dams and the Oroville Dam in particular and what's going on up there. But we're also going to be talking about those Orange County dams that are being blown up by the United States Marine Corps, by the Department of Justice, or excuse me, the Department of Defense. Yeah, as a mission. We've been digging into it with Chris Street, and it's been found out that these dams, well, they only think it's just a few, and we're going to be embarrassing the Orange County Register this hour, maybe. Maybe next hour. They've written an article that really is a gushy-gushy. We need to blow up these dams, and it's just a couple. Oops. Our own Chris Street found out it isn't just a couple up there in Silverado and Tribuco Canyon and all that stuff. The Tribuco Arroyo, which I grew up in basically as a kid, hunting and fishing. What they're going to do is find out that, oh no, Chris Street, our own Chris Street, dug up the fact they're blowing up 81 dams. 81 dams. 81. All in the name of environmentalism and making them run free. Rivers and streams should run free. And we should take care of the salmon over fish. Just look what happened at Oroville Dam. Those people, they just tried to protect those salmon runs. And look what they did. They just about killed over 250,000 people. Oh, my goodness. That's just so wonderful. We're depopulating the planet. That's the way these people think. Yeah, that's the way they think. And, you know, I, back in the day, and I guess I still am, as a radical environmentalist, always have been. It's just been part of my nature. Since I like nature so much and have been out in it so much. And especially that area they're talking about down there, it's home to me. Those are the hills I grew up in. Yeah, back in the day when you could grow up. Anyway, welcome to the show. I don't want to be reminiscent of so many things, but we got a lot of stuff going on. And first off, the bat is, don't you just like the Trump move with this Obamacare business? Apparently, the Republicans can't get their act together with this. And quite frankly, it's a Paul Ryan thing. Interesting bit of information. I don't have Drudge in front of me, but I was glancing at it earlier this morning. And everything's now known as Ryan Care. Don't you love branding? I mean, you know, you talk to a guy like Donald Trump and he knows how to brand. No, doesn't he? We had Obamacare. And then for a little while, it was called Trump Care. And now it's known as Ryan Care. I want you to think about that. It's the art of the deal. Let's negotiate with Donald Trump. What do you think? What do you think, Paul Ryan? You know, some people are saying, you know, payback can be problematic, can it? And the president is all in, according to Paul Ryan. Of course he is, Paul. You just don't see why he's all in. I'm sorry. But this is the guy who excoriated Donald Trump. I mean, here comes the payback, a.k.a. Paul Preston. Here is the payback. The payback being that you probably shouldn't have been critical of the president, and you should have been running around out there very supportive of the president, Paul Ryan, as opposed to being supportive of your former running mate, Mitt Romney. And we all know how Mitt Romney was supportive of Donald Trump, right? Well, now Trump is the president, Mr. Speaker. He is the president. And I know you tried to jump in late, but, you know, us, you know, people that have memories like elephants, we remember your behavior and how much you had so much disdain for Donald Trump and made his life miserable and the election miserable for him. And, you know, elections, Paul Ryan, have consequences. I mean, how can you trust somebody like a Paul Ryan if you're Donald Trump? You know, and the bottom line is, you really can't. I don't think. You really can't. And of course, everybody, I was part of the chorus of saying, Donald, you better get rid of this guy. He's going to stab you in the back. And then I kind of backed off, said, okay, let it run. Donald knows what he's doing. And you know what? The branding issue is good, isn't it? It's a good technique. Think about what Donald Trump did. He's branded Paul Ryan with Ryan Care. Now, it's probably, I mean, look what Donald had to do. Nobody could get together on the consensus plan for this. And I'm not going to get into the weeds on the details of it. Here's the notion for me. The government does not need to be in the business of wholesale medical care for everybody. I just don't think so. I mean, if you want to guarantee the right to people to be able to purchase it from private vendors, yes. But how's it working out for the VA? A microcosm of how a government-run medical program would look like. Look at the VA. It's a dismal failure. Now, I know some people, I have relatives that they love, well, I shouldn't say that all of them. One in particular loves the VA. And, you know, that's okay. You know, a clock is correct twice a day. A broken clock. And that's my point. I don't think and that's where I think the conservatives and everybody else with the Republican Party is having some problems. Then there's the other side of the Republican Party who wants to throw everything government-wise into the mix to make sure everybody's happy. Well, you see, that's really the basis of the struggle that's going on right now to pass Obamacare. And now Trump has said, okay, you guys can't come to consensus. We're trying to go back and forth and back and forth and negotiate, and people are holding tough and holding firm. And, you know, Donald Trump, as president, has had enough, I think. He's seen enough over the years of the bickering and the indecisiveness collectively of the Republican Party. And he's just washing his hands of it. And why not? See, to him as a businessman, he knows one thing is fundamental to any kind of a program. And that is it has to stand on its own legs. And if it can't stand on its own legs, it's going to fail. And if people don't want to fix it before it fails, well, that's up to them and it's on them. And that's exactly what he's saying. Republicans, you don't want to fix it. You can't fix it. You don't have the chutzpah, the guts, or whatever. Or some of you want to see it fail, fine. Well, and you can't get consensus? Well, hey, it's going to fail. And then everybody can suffer the consequences. And you know, it'll collapse upon itself. Now, there's a thought and thinking within the Republican Party that that's exactly what it should happen. Now, quite frankly, I am one of those. I wouldn't, Obamacare? Oh, yeah, that was really good for me. It was good for all the people I know. Yeah, right. Hello, not. Devastating on everybody that I know. There hasn't been one person I can point to that's benefited in my circle of friends, family, and so on from Obamacare. Not one. Everybody's rates have gone up. The deductibles have gone crazy. Now, we like Obamacare. This is government funded, government running. So if it fails, well, it'll fail as Ryan Care. Goodbye, Ryan Care. Goodbye, Obamacare, as it should be. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Okay, more of the Trump-Ryan dilemma. It's not a dilemma for Donald Trump. I'm just telling you that right now. It's not a dilemma for Donald Trump. The Ryan Care branding has settled in. So it's on Paul Ryan now, not Donald Trump. And Trump, listen, Trump inherited this as president. And he was going to repeal it and so on, but we got a little hitch in the giddy up here. Maybe it can't be done right now or under terms that he likes or everybody else likes or whatever. But it's now going to be Ryan Care, and Ryan is going to be the guy hanging out to, well, hanging out. There's a lot of people who want to see this happen to Paul Ryan. Now, I would say that I'd be one of them. But in the interest of the country, I'd like to see it all kind of go by the wayside, get rid of it, get it done, get her done. But one thing is real clear is that Donald Trump has made it very, very evident that he's going to go forward with the tax cuts, which I said earlier this week, you may recall, I said that's exactly what he has to do. Get the tax cut early in his presidency. See, Ronald Reagan didn't get it really early in his presidency. It was the second, third year that he got it. And he really kind of really had to go through that second year because of re-election for Republicans and so on. But, you know, he finally got it. And by 1984, things started to really kick in. And, you know, here we are, 2017. We would like to see this thing kick in by 2018. And boy, would that things start to really shape up. And things already are around the country because people are coming back to the country to, as Donald Trump has said, look, we want you all back. I mean, what a gesture. I mean, seriously, from the president, this is all that needed to happen with Obama. But again, Obama, that is not exactly what he wanted to do. He wanted the redistribution of wealth and destroy America. That's the whole thing. Dams, anyone in Orange County? Rewilding? The Wilding Project? The stupidest thing that we could do. Rewilding. This is a leftist notion, rewilding. But getting back to Donald Trump, he welcomes business. He welcomes business. I've got a clip here I'm going to play. It's from Tucker Carlson. Ann Coulter speaking to the point that I'm making about Paul Ryan.
Recently, we decided to take a more detailed look at the link between immigrants and crime in this country. It was really interesting. Here's part of what we found. When Donald Trump announced his candidacy for president of the United States, he triggered untold numbers of journalists and pundits by expressing his thoughts on Mexican immigrants.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're not sending you.
An exclusive analysis of data collected by the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency largely vindicates the president's claim that U.S. immigration policies are contributing to crime in the country. Data from each of the DEA's 20 domestic divisions shows that of the 767 fugitives with known birthplaces, 83% of them were born outside of this country. In effect, the U.S. has imported a foreign criminal class that operates a multi-billion dollar drug trade within our borders. Perhaps more surprising is what's happening within America's most violent cities, where foreign fugitives dominate the most wanted lists. In violence-plagued Detroit, for example, just 7% of the DEA's fugitives are listed as born in the United States. DEA divisions in New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Seattle, and Dallas don't list a single American-born fugitive on their most wanted lists.
They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people. But I speak to border guards, and they tell us what we're getting. And it only makes common sense.
One counterpoint to these statistics is that drug traffickers are more likely to be from outside the country, given the nature of the business. There's also the fact that foreign criminals might be more difficult to track down, and therefore more likely to remain on most wanted lists. But that does not change the fact that there is a strong link between lax border enforcement and the black market for drugs. But beyond the drug trade, federal fugitives remain disproportionately foreign-born. Federal crime statistics, for example, show that even though just 13% of America's population is foreign-born, Mexican citizens alone make up more than 14% of the entire federal prison population. One of the most disturbing statistics uncovered was that 36% of fugitives on the FBI's Crimes Against Children Most Wanted list were born outside of this country. Those fugitives include Mexican-born Hugo Sanchez, an alleged serial rapist who preys upon young children, Luis Tejada of El Salvador, wanted for distributing child pornography, and Mexican-born Jose Antonio Barroso, who allegedly raped a five-year-old. Well, none of this is news to Ann Coulter, who spent years warning about the immigrant crime connection and been reviled for it. She's been a fan of President Trump, but she did go after him on Twitter 2 days ago, saying this about his falling approval rating. Quote, Trump got elected for the wall, deportations, and trade. Instead, he's doing tax cuts in Obamacare light. No surprise. Ann Coulter joins us now. Ann, thanks a lot for coming.
I'm going to come back to this because I want you to hear that. And why she's critical, and I guess to some degree I am too, is that the focus of the Trump administration right now has been the priorities of Paul Ryan. Right, Mr. Speaker? Now, again, it's early in the Trump administration, and Trump can make some mistakes or can afford to make some mistakes early on and recover later, which he's going to do. My point is this. This is something a good leader does, what Donald Trump has done with Paul Ryan. And I'm just saying, a good leader does this. He's going to give him the chance. He's going to give him the rope to hang himself. If he doesn't get the rope, he doesn't use the rope, doesn't need the rope, hey, great, and he succeeds, that's perfect. That's what good leaders do. Now, you got to understand, yes, there's supposed to be autonomy and they're supposed to be non-active together. It's supposed to be whatever the Speaker of the House wants. You've got separate arms of government there, legislative versus executive. We understand that. But the leader of the party, the President of the United States, has been most gracious, in my opinion, towards Paul Ryan and has allowed him the free rein to do what he wanted to do as Speaker of the House. And he supported him, didn't he? And, you know, some people at the time were saying it's sort of a half-hearted support. Well, maybe it was, but he did support him. I mean, I kind of thought it was. I mean, I don't know, maybe I read too many things into this. I seem to be accurate on my readings. It's like, give me the palm of your hand. Let me read your history. Your future. Be a fortune teller. But this is what good leaders do. Okay? You want to prove yourself as a leader to me? Prove it. You got the balls in your court. It's the House of Representatives going to bring this forward. Make it happen. Now, at this point, it doesn't look like Paul Ryan has made it happen. That's why it's now known as Ryan Care. Get it? And Ann Coulter is exactly right here, that Trump now needs to focus on other things. Tax cut, anyone? See, he said he's going to do that. I know he said he was going to get rid of Obamacare. That's still to be done. He can push that aside. It's a leadership issue. And then there's a whole philosophy, should the government be in the healthcare business? And I say, no. Niet, nein. That's what I say. I mean, look what happened to everybody. And some people say, oh, well, we got health care. What? How many people really got health care? And then, of course, then you have these crazy systems out there in the states that have just gone bankrupt. And these systems aren't working, by the way. This is what happens when government gets into business. Government should not be into bidnet. No, leave the bidnet to us, not to the government officials who want to overregulate and overtax. Look at California. Thank you very much. They're in business. They're in the business of governing, the governance business. That's government Inc. is what we have in California, which is, of course, the one foot into socialism and the other foot into communism, because now they're getting more empowered because they need more things and they need to take more things. More extortion needs to take place. And we have government extortion out here in California from the lowest level to the highest levels, and you can't believe what's going on. And, of course, if your state is being Californicated or has been following the lead of California in slipping into Californication, guess what? You better regain it. You better regain it before it slides away. Into Ryan Care. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, Donald Trump, the dilemma that the president finds himself in a leadership position, I don't think he's got any dilemma going on. This guy is so far out there thinking, as he should be, as our president should be, that this has been a well-thought-out thing for Paul Ryan. And is this the demise of Paul Ryan? Could be. It could be. I certainly don't see it as the demise for Donald Trump at all. Because people are screaming all around the Republican Party about Paul Ryan, and of course the left is going to chew him alive, and then they're going to say Donald Trump can't do it. Hey, don't count Donald Trump out. And if you know the big thing on his mind is the tax cuts. He knows that Obamacare or whatever is going to collapse. If it collapses. It's on the Dems, as it should be. See, this is as Donald Trump might say, is a win-win for Donald Trump. If Obamacare collapses, when it does, it will. It's collapsing right now. It's got no other trajectory but to implode. It's imploding. Financially, they know that. I mean, you can see the tea leaves. Now, the other part of it, though, of course, is, you know, what are they going to do to replace it? Well, maybe some government guarantees or certain things and requirements and regulations to some degree. But the whole overall picture that we as Americans should be forced to buy something, to me, it's just the problem. That is the problem. And for, yes, quote, the greater good, we should do away with it. We should allow it to, you want free market? And that's what Obama said it was going to be? Free market? Yeah, government-run free market economy. There you go. Right. Okay, let it be free market. That's what Donald Trump's saying. Here you go. That's going to be, that's the way a businessman thinks. So it's going to collapse on its own. It's not going to. It's going to peter out and not happen. Okay. So now, what's the next step? The next step is for him to refocus on the things that are really important. And quite frankly, we've got some major things happening. And there's a lot of things that are happening behind the scenes, and some of it we're not at liberty to discuss yet because we're still doing some investigations on some of the stuff that's being brought up here. But I want to get back to Ann Coulter and her conversation with Tucker Carlson because she brings up some excellent points about where he needs to be right now.
So
Thanks for having me. That tweet
got a lot of attention. You've written a book in support of Donald Trump. I think it's fair to say you're supportive of his program. But I think what you were saying was he's not putting the priorities of his campaign at the top of his priorities as president list. And that's a problem.
Yeah, no, they seem to be Paul Ryan's priorities and also just the standard GOP corporatist stuff. What made Donald Trump stand apart from the crowd and apart from the crowd from every presidential candidate for the last 20 years was immigration, trade, infrastructure, building a wall. Obviously, that was very, very popular. A lot of people haven't been listened to all this time. And look, I like tax cuts. I'd love to have my taxes cut. But 50% of the people don't even pay taxes.
Right.
I think the bigger problem now is jobs. And I will not hold the Emperor God Trump responsible for this Obamacare light bill. But, oh, for Pete's sake, am I the last person in America who understands the free market? Actually, Sean Spicer was very good today explaining to idiot reporters that getting rid of mandated coverage doesn't mean insurance companies won't cover it. It means, you know, Aon won't be required to pay for 15 services, actually probably more like 50 services that I have no interest in. But to listen to them all talking about how, I don't know, Congress is going to give us these things. No, Congress can give us nothing. The free market can give us things. And they're coming up with the premiums? No, I think, who would be better to come up with a premium? Someone whose business it is and needs to come up with a good premium to compete, to get my business.
No, good question.
And who has disease specialists and actuarial specialists, or politicians in Washington?
So you're hearing, speaking of politicians in Washington, you're hearing some of them and an awful lot of school district officials here in Montgomery County say there's no connection at all between our immigration policy and this crime that apparently happened last Friday in Rockville. You're laughing.
I am. It is just stunning, this argument that, oh, well, you know, a lot of things. Criminals tell me I had to rape that girl because my mother wouldn't give me a dollar. Well, okay, but we can't control whether his mother gave him a dollar. Immigration policy is the definition of something we can control. Who comes into the country? No, there are all these Americans who wouldn't have dead children, who wouldn't be raped, who wouldn't be dead themselves or undergoing facial reconstruction surgery or be addicted to heroin, but for our immigration policy. That's something we can change. Let's change it.
Well, what's interesting, though, is that there seems to be a profound, and we could do an hour on this, but quickly, misalignment between what the president ran on and what the Republican leadership stands for. So on Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House website, it's a single him out, but on his website right now, he says we need to encourage legal immigration. Now, that's a real position, but it's not really consistent with what the president ran on, from what I can tell.
No, and Paul Ryan was the vice presidential candidate of a losing presidential ticket. So I think Republicans ought to be moving to Trump's position rather than Trump moving to their position. I mean, I think what Congress ought to be doing now, I would like them to pass an Obamacare repeal that says there shall be a free market in health insurance so
right.
that those of us who are healthy and able to pay can buy a plan any normal human would want. Start with that, you know, 80% of the country, and then you can do the welfare cases. But if they're not going to do that, how about, they love comprehensive immigration bills, how about a comprehensive bill simply with most of what Trump wants to do on immigration he can do because he's president of the United States, but look at how the courts have reacted. Just let Congress go through and endorse everything Trump wants to do.
Well, that's right.
Wall.
I mean, and by the way, our laws are supposed to come from Congress, keep in mind, as you know. Ann Coulter, thanks for joining us.
Well, there you have it. What did I say? Ann Coulter is right. And, you know, this is the thing. She agrees with me. And it's pretty obvious that Donald Trump has set up Paul Ryan. And I don't think he set him up deliberately. He just knows human nature and how things go, which is something that, you know, when you become a politician in Washington, you forget about human nature. And you only think of your own political skin nature, which is what we have seen so much of. And, you know, people influence peddling and coercion and people not standing up for their own principled rights and so responsibilities and exercising their rights as they should as politicians. They don't. They just become cronyist is what they become and lackeys of another cause. And you see, Paul Ryan's quite the ideologue as well. And I suggest he perhaps has other loyalties other than this country first or the Constitution first, that he seems to want to put first over other things. And, you know, helping the cause out, such as funding for some organizations and groups to guarantee billions of dollars so that certain immigrants can be, of course, bought and paid for. It's almost like slavery, actually. But, you know, that's okay for Paul Ryan and his ideology. I think Donald Trump knows this. I just have a hunch. And maybe that's why Donald Trump knows that Paul Ryan is doomed. And why Ryan care? And you heard what Ann said. It's all the things that we've been saying here, too, about Obamacare over the years. Is it getting the government into your medical issues is just not a good idea. And destroying the free market, that's a real good idea if you're Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels and those Fabian socialists out there and technocrats who know everything and like reflexive law, right? Well, if you're listening to Agenda 21 Radio for any length of period, time, you'll understand the buzzwords I said there. Fabian socialist, Marxist, and technocrats, which seems to be what Paul Ryan really likes to endorse. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
On doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Well, there's another issue out there, of course, for Donald Trump, and that's the issue of wiretapping. And we're going to go back to Fox News here and some of the coverage that they've been playing on it, because Devin Nunes, who is the person who has basically been involved with this whole wiretapping issue, has been the one who's been really pretty much out in front of all of it. And he's the one who has been really behind the scenes. Here we go.
When he made that wiretap claim in a tweet.
He said, just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower. That's not an if.
President Trump made a wild claim on Twitter.
If this happened, Martha,
if
the president's charge is untrue and he knows it's not true.
The president of the United States lied to the American public.
I hope we can put an end to this wild goose chase.
All right, but a potential smoking gun is set to be unveiled today, which could prove that the Obama administration did spy on President Trump's team. Here to weigh in on this, Angela Morbito from Red Alert Politics and also Democratic strategist Richard Fowler. Guys, thanks so much for getting up early today.
Good to be here.
Yeah,
morning.
Thank you so much. And Richard, we're actually going to start with you. So, you know, the NSA is expected to come out with some documents today that really could prove something here. At least that's what's expected. Now, let's assume for a second that that does happen. I want to ask you, do you think Democrats and the media, will they accept that or will they try to play that off?
Well, they'll have to accept it, but the question then becomes is why was the Trump campaign or the Trump transition team wiretapped? The evidence that they seem to have is what they call an incidental communication, meaning that somebody on the Trump transition team was talking to a Russian foreign agent who was somehow either sanctioned or somebody who the United States government believes was engaging in nefarious activity against the U.S. So the question now is, why were people on the Trump transition team talking to somebody that was sanctioned by the United States government? And that question is troubling.
Yeah, but you admit that they would accept that this is proof that the Obama administration was, in fact, spying on Trump's transition team?
Well, no, because they weren't spying on Trump's transition team. They were spying on individuals that were talking to Trump transition's team.
Okay.
Right? Jim Comey made it very clear in his testimony this week that there wasn't an actual wiretap warrant against the Trump team. But if somebody on Trump's team was talking to a member of the Russian government or a member of a Russian oligarch that was in somehow engaged in nefarious activity against the United States, that's still problematic.
Okay. All right. Let's get to that tweet. Let's get to where this all started. Let's go back to that tweet from March 4th. This is the president, and this is when it all began. Terrible. Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. Now, Angela, if this comes, if this comes out today and we see what the Republicans are expecting to see from the NSA, will this be a vindication for President Trump as he said it was in the soundbite from a couple of days ago?
Absolutely. You know, this would show that the president was telling the truth, that he had this information before even Representative Nunes had it. What we're looking at here is that the Obama administration has a pretty terrible track record on data and information. When you look at what happened to the IRS hard drives, when you look at the whole debacle with then-Secretary Clinton's emails, you see that the Obama administration has a real problem with surveillance, and this could be an issue that continues, as we're seeing now, even after he's left office.
Okay, so, and last night, I understand that the Chairman Nunes of the, House Intel Committee, the guy that got into controversy when he went to President Trump first, obviously, he was on Hannity last night. He got a soundbite there. Let's play that.
I felt like I had a duty and obligation to tell him because, as you know, he's been taking a lot of heat in the news media. And I think to some degree, there are some things that he should look at to see whether, in fact, he thinks the collection was proper or not. I think it appears to me that it was all legal. The question is should it have been done in the first place?
Okay, so you know he's getting a lot of criticism from Democrats for going to the president first. He's saying that it might be legal, which could give this a way out for Democrats. Richard, do you think that this was an ethical thing?
I think my colleague's point, right? I think this idea that the White House has a problem with surveillance, I think that's a stretch, right? But beyond that, to Representative Nunes, it wasn't that he went to the White House. The fact that he didn't brief, Adam Schiff, who was the Democratic member of the Intelligence Committee, that's what's problematic. Usually, yeah. The rule of thumb in Congress is if you have new information, right, and you usually brief the ranking member or the other party, no matter what party's in power, of what that information is before you run to the White House and give that information to the president, knowing that our president has sticky Twitter fingers. So what's problematic here is that he didn't brief Democrats, he didn't brief his fellow colleagues, including Republicans, on the Intelligence Committee, which is why members of the Intelligence Committee are so upset at Representative
yeah.
Nunes.
And Angela, we'll go to you for the final thought. I mean, if we take Richard at his word here and we think about this, you know, it seems that no matter what is proven today, the Democrats will say that it was for a legitimate reason. You don't think the president might get any kind of apology from the media, from Democrats, for what they really went on a rampage with that?
Well, I certainly doubt that there will be any kind of apology. But, you know, what we're seeing here is that even if everything Richard is saying is completely true, even if every single bit of that surveillance was entirely incidental, that is still no justification for why specific individuals were unmasked, why their identities were revealed to the intelligence community.
Well, we know that they had to fess up, basically, that he was surveilled. And a lot of information was gathered on a citizen of the United States. Just so happens that the citizen happened to have been inadvertently picked up, right? Right. You see, the worms are squirming, ladies and gentlemen. Now, when we talk about Devin Nunes, who we reported on yesterday as going in there and hard charging and telling President Trump that, yes, guess what? You were surveilled, and he had all the evidence in the world. This is 2 days ago. You know, he was absolutely correct in doing that. Absolutely. He went to the president first to tell him. And everybody's just screaming, Adam Schiff. By the way, Mr. Schiffless, I call him. From California. Oh, yeah. From California has been the lead, if you will, in the anti-Trump campaign here as a member of the House. And Devin Nunes, I'm sure, has been holding his cards close. But the abundance of information that we understand that came out that was just clear that he had to act on it, he felt compelled to go to the president first. National security reasons, of course. Now, the question is coming up, and it's a big question, ladies and gentlemen. Where is the perpetrator of all this? He's missing from the country. And that perpetrator, the perp, President Barack Hussein Obama. Wow. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
This is your day, this is your celebration, and this, the United States of America, is your country.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, final segment here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, 821r.com will get you there, or agenda21radio.news. Either one will get you there. Also, email me, paul at 821r.com. That's paul at 821r.com. Our sponsor, Numana Foods. You can go to numana.com/21prep. 21 prep for all of your prepper needs. And you'll never know when you're going to need survivalist food and the ability to take care of yourself and your family. You don't want to be caught getting caught up in a food riot looking for scraps of food or anything like that. That's something that you want to prevent, and you can do so by going to numana.com/21prep for all of your needs. They've got all kinds of things that are necessary to survive for any length of time, pretty much. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on in the third hour. We're going to get back into Chris Street and this whole issue of blowing up 81 dams in Orange County that are small dams, yes, but they contribute to, well, so much in Orange County. Flood control, anyone? Water mitigation, anyone? Water resources, anyone? Just some problems that, of course, the rewilding crew, those people that want to blow up dams, oh, they just feel so good every time that C4 explodes. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill fill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.